We had it scheduled for last Monday, and I couldn't make it. So Genesis chapter 28, verse 10. Genesis 28 and 10. The Bible reads like this. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac, and the land whereon thou liest. To thee will I give thee, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, and I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Jacob awaked out of his sleep. He said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place that is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your promise. Thank you for the people that have gathered together in this place in your name to worship you in spirit and in truth. Help us, Lord, as we break the bread of life. Help us, Lord, to do it diligently, carefully. Help us, Lord, that we may understand. That we may understand and believe, we may believe it and apply it. In Jesus' name we pray, all God's people said, amen. You can sit down for the remainder of the service. You do not have to stand up anymore unless you want to. Well, Jacob was a mama's boy. It was mama's favorite. How many of y'all are mama's favorite? Raise your hand if you're your mom's favorite. Caleb raised his hand, and Ethan didn't even argue with him. He didn't even argue at all. Yep, that's my mom's favorite over there. You know, when your mama's favorite like Jacob was, you know how it goes. Dad goes to discipline you. Mom steps in and protects you. Lets him beat the other kids, but not the favorite. This is how Jacob was. Jacob was mom's favorite. The problem was his brother Esau was born just a few minutes before he was, but it made him the elder. Because he was the elder, he got the birthright. The birthright was a double portion. Double portion simply meant if you had two sons, you divided everything you had into thirds. The younger son got one third. The older son got two thirds, so he got the double portion. Esau was in line to receive that portion. Jacob's mommy didn't like the idea, and neither did Jacob. So they went to the closest Walmart and got some glue. Not really. But Jacob was smooth. The Bible says Jacob was smooth. And I think that meant that he had a baby face, didn't have much hair. He was smooth. Not that he was a smooth talker, though he was that as well. In comparison to Esau, Esau was a hairy man. And to fool old dad, they took some goat skin and put it on him, and he went in to his dad to receive the birthright. And his dad made a statement. He said, you sound like Jacob, but you feel like Esau. And because he went by feeling and not by sound, he was tricked, and he gave the blessing away. Once that blessing was given away, it was non-refundable. You couldn't take it back. Esau came back. He found out about it. Esau was a man of the field. Esau was a hunter. Jacob was a mama's boy. If Esau would have got his hands on Jacob, it would have been a bad situation. So Jacob ran like the little sissy he was. That's just my own interpretation. That's not in the Bible. I'm just saying he got out of town. The reason he got out of town is because the red hairy guy was chasing him. He finds himself in a spot, finds himself in a dilemma, finds himself in this place. Jacob does something that I don't think would be very comfortable. Doesn't sound very good at all. As a matter of fact, Randy, would you bring me my rock? I'm going to let somebody try it out. He takes stones and he makes a place to sleep out of stones. I don't know about you, but I like my pillow. Not only do I like my pillow soft. I like to form it, beat it, push it, twist it, make it my own. Ask my wife, she makes fun of my pillow. You can just lay it right here, wherever Brandon thinks it'll be comfortable. Do you want me to give you the day off and pick somebody else? All right. So he takes this, he already knows the story. Man, you're making it look way better than I know it is. He takes the stone and he makes the stone a pillow. I don't know what kind of rest you could have got in this situation, but how does it feel right now? Not great. Because it's in those hard places, let's be honest, it's in the hard places where we have trouble sleeping. It's in the tough places in our life when we find rest to be far from us. It's when things are going on in our life that we can't understand, or the enemy is after us, or we did something we're not sure of, that when we lay down at night, rest doesn't come easy. It's in those hard places. Let's be honest, there's times in our life that no matter how many sheep we count, we can't go to sleep. We lay there and we wonder and we think about our lost loved ones, or we think about something that has happened, or we wonder where they're at, what they're doing, what's going on here. We wonder about a job situation, or we wonder about a lot of different things can go through our mind in the hard places. So he rests in the hard place. But I want you to understand that he rested there. How can you rest in the hard place? How can you sleep in the places that are difficult? I want to tell you, you must have your trust in a God who is bigger than your hard place. To lay down like Peter, when he knows the next day he's going to lose his life. They've set out to kill him. They take him in and put 16 soldiers around him. He knows what's about to happen. Their goal is to kill them to please the people. He knows that. But when the angel comes in to get Peter out of that situation, he has to wake him up. How do you sleep in the hard place? I'm going to tell you how Peter did it. Jesus had promised him. He said, you're young now, Peter. One day you're going to be old, and other people are going to have to lead you where you go. You're not going to be able to walk on your own. Peter had a prophecy from Jesus. Peter wasn't old yet, so he knew there was no way that the devil could take him out. So he rested in the hard place. It's in those places that we have to put our trust in God when it's difficult. When we're being pursued, or when we don't know what tomorrow holds, we have to be able to rest in our Savior, knowing I may not know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds my tomorrow. When I wake up in the morning, weeping may endure for a night, but I know this, I've got a promise that joy is coming in the morning. I know in whom I have believed. I know that the path may be tough. I know that the path may be difficult, but I know this, I've got a God who is more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I ask or even think by the power that works in me. I want you to know that this was his journey, but this was not his destiny. Is it bad? Okay. I love him. That's why I torture him. There's no way this is a good place to be. But you know what's amazing? Is some people have concluded that this is the place that their life is going to be for the rest of time, is in a hard place. God never ordained you to stay in the hard place. but he has ordained the hard place to reveal some things to you. Let me say that one more time. The difficult times come around to show us some things. Because if it was easy street living and everything was good, Andrew, once we signed up to give our life to Jesus, there would be more people that would sign up for it just for the benefits. Or as the one old preacher called them, bimafits. We would sign up so that everything would go good and everything would be all right and we would be blessed. But the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. Just because you sign up in this army of the Lord doesn't mean that everything's going to be good for you. It does mean that all things will work together for good, but they don't always feel good. Can I get an amen? The trial comes. If I was to ask you, Eric, when you grew in the Lord and when you came become closer to him, you wouldn't take me to a fishing trip. You would take me to a trial. You would say it was when, and you would give me a hard place. And you would tell me about a time when everything wasn't good and it was difficult and it was uncomfortable. And you would tell me about how God intervened in that place and brought you out and showed you what he's really about. So come on, Randy, go ahead and bring the other. There's a stone. And as he's sleeping, as he's resting in the hard place, I borrowed this illustration from Pastor Sam, not Harper Rodriguez. Man, this is a good, good illustration. I had to borrow this. It's in the difficult places when we're uncomfortable. Raise your hand up here if you're a Christian. Raise your hand real high. Leave your hand up if you ever suffered a difficult situation in your Christian life. Leave your hand up. Everybody look around. Look around. If you've been in a tough situation recently, leave your hand up. If you've been in so many situations that you don't can't even count them, raise your other hand up. Look around. Amen. When you look around at these, you understand just because I'm a believer doesn't mean there's not going to be a rough spot. There's not going to be a hard place. But as he's resting in the hard place, God reveals something to him. He reveals to him that there is a ladder. He reveals to him that there is a connection between earth and heaven. I want you to listen. I may not be preaching to everybody, but I'm going to preach to somebody. If you're in a hard spot, or if you've been in a tough spot, I want to preach to you today. You don't have to stay there because there is a connection between earth and heaven. It was in the tough place that God revealed to him that there was a ladder. He revealed to him that there was a connection, that there was angels ascending and descending on this ladder that reached into heaven. You don't always have to dwell in the earthly, but God has ordained us to sit in the heavenly. There is a heavenly law and there is an earthly law. I'm here to tell you today, the heavenly law supersedes the earthly law. Let me prove it to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, the heaven before the earth. That means the heavenly law will always supersede the earthly law. Let me give you a proof. Gravity, hypothetically, is a law here on earth. And I'm going to tell you right now, the older I get, the more I realize the force of gravity. Somebody say amen. I used to be able to walk farther, faster, jump higher. Things have changed. Gravity has gotten stronger. It's what holds us here. It's what keeps us here. And that law is in place. What goes up must come down. But the Bible has a heavenly law and said one day a trumpet is going to sound. And those that are dead are going to rise first. And they're going to be called up to meet him in the sky. The heavenly law will supersede the earthly law. Gravity will not have any power on that day because the heavenly law supersedes the earthly law. And then it says, us which are alive and remain, we will be called up to meet them in the heaven. Can I tell you this? The heavenly law supersedes the earthly law. Sometimes you got to know the truth over the facts. Fact is, the earthly law says it's terminal. The earthly law says there's no help for you. The earthly law says there's nothing else we can do. The heavenly law supersedes the earthly law. When the doctor says there's no hope, there's a great physician that knows the heavenly law. When the doctor says there's nothing else we can do, my God says, I don't just make a way, I am the way. When the doctor says, and the facts say, you got to look past the facts and you got to know the truth. You got to know the heavenly law that says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes, we are healed. The heavenly law. Jacob wakes up. He does something really interesting. He turns his pillow into a pillar. He anoints the stone. With oil, you don't have to do it. The cleaning lady will fuss. He anoints it as a pillar. And he says, surely, surely the Lord is in this place. And I didn't know it. He lay down in a hard place, but the Lord was there. And he didn't know it. And he had a dream, and ascending and descending were angels. Oh, can I tell you? He didn't design you to lay in the hard place. This is not your life. This is your life. He's not ordained you to walk in times of trouble and be there. And you got to get rid of that woe is me mentality and understand that you're a child of God and you've got access into the heavenlies. Come on, let's climb the ladder. Oh, oh, oh. Come up here just in case. Either side. Come on, Darren, help just in case, just in case. For insurance purposes. I don't. He said. He said he don't know what the weight limit is. We might want to find somebody else. I can preach this right now. If you can climb it, God can hold you. How do you climb a ladder? Notice the first thing he did. He held on to the ladder. Hold on, hold on. I got to get y'all something real quick, okay? Because I got to hurry. I know we got to hurry. John 1:51. And he saith unto him, this is Jesus talking. Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. What are you saying? I didn't say it. Jesus did. Jesus is saying, I'm that ladder. He's saying, you're going to see the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. What's he saying? Jesus is saying, I'm the access. I'm the access. I'm the access from the hard place to the heavenly place. I'm the one that can take you from the rough side to the blessed side. But the first thing you got to do is hold on to me. You got to understand that you got to hold on to Jesus. And you take a step. By faith, you take a step. He said it sure was. And then you take another step. You want to switch him out, AJ? Now look here, in my grace and for insurance purposes, I have these two guys here. The reason I have them there is in case he... Man, I'm a good shepherd. I love y'all. But I'm not the great shepherd. And if I'm willing to put something here to catch you when you fall, how much more do you think our Father in heaven... has somebody here to catch you when you fall. He said, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Surely there's something there to catch you just in case you fall. But the key is, hold on to the ladder. Hold on to Jesus. Don't let go and hold on. Get down, get down. Come here, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. We'll have to make this fast because we got a baby dedication. We got to make. Come around, let's climb this side. It's quicker. What's it say?
Do not climb back section.
What's it say?
Do not climb back section.
But there's less steps over here. So we're going to get there quicker. Oh, you got to hear me. You got to hear me. Hey, look, y'all looking at me and y'all nervous for him. How many of y'all have ever climbed the back section? Raise your hand. How many people have ever stood on the green part? Raise your hand. You a bunch of sinners and you need to obey the law. We say, let's climb the easy side. Let's climb the side that'll get us there quicker. I'm going to tell you something today. There ain't no quick in God. I want the easy side. I want to get up there quick. I want to bypass all the other stuff. No, you start out by faith, and then you walk in righteousness. You walk in forgiveness. You don't get to bypass any of that. We want to get to the favor, and we want to get to the glory without ever going through the holy, and we're never going to get there. Can I rephrase? Can I say that again? Let me rephrase that. We want the favor of God without any sacrifice. Salvation is free, people. Doesn't cost you a thing. The anointing's going to cost you. I said the anointing's going to cost you. Come back over here, you hypocrite. Get back over here. This is the side you belong on. Quit trying to go up the easy side. You say, well, isn't salvation easy? We're past salvation now. We're about advancing in the kingdom. We got churches that gather up every Sunday and all they want to talk about is you need to be saved, I need to be saved, you're saved, saved, come to the altar, be saved, 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 I'm saved, you're saved, give me five, see you next week, hey, you saved, I'm saved, we're saved, see you next week, hey, I'm saved, you're saved, we're saved, hey, I'm saved, you're saved, we're saved, hey, good to see you, you saved, I'm saved, you need to be saved, would you come to the altar and be saved? It's every week, day in and day out. You're saying, why are you beating them up? Because the Bible says, let's leave the principal doctrines of Christ and let us go on to perfection. Now that you're saved, that is not the end goal. That is the beginning. I thought when I went to the altar, they was going to give me an award of completion, but they gave me a birth certificate. That's where I got started. I can't stay there. I got to climb. I got to build on this rock. I got to move forward. I can't stay here at the principal place anymore. So go ahead and climb. It'll hold you. Come on over here, over here. Watch him now. Watch him, mercy. Watch him, grace. Watch him. Watch him. Come on. Oh, he's almost there. Can you go any higher? You good? Are you smiling because you're nervous? Are you smiling because you're up there and not on that rock? You're a little nervous. It's all right to be a little nervous in Jesus. Because you know what? He'll help you. You ever stood up to testify and tell about the goodness of God and your heart's beating out of your chest? Climb up. Keep climbing. Keep climbing. That heart, you can get down. You can get down. God bless you, sonny. You did good. You know what's weird about being on a ladder? People that have been on them for years and years, they'll work over here. Brandon's over here like, he's over here. I mean, it ain't that bad, I promise. Let me tell you what happens. Once you've been on them a while, you start trusting them. Once you hold on to them a while, you start trusting them. Once you know what they can do and what they can't do, well, I got a ladder and he can do absolutely anything. I know everything's going to be all right when the wind rolls and the waves rock. I'm going to be okay. Hold on to Jesus. No, it ain't OSHA approved, but it's good preaching. You don't go down the ladder to get to the other side. You hop that thing over. Don't let go. Don't let go. I am not condoning that you do that ever. Come on, musicians, come on. I'm in this rough spot, preacher. Let me tell you about a ladder. It's been rough the last couple months. Let me tell you about a ladder. Dustin, I want you to listen to this. He has given every generation a facilitated platform to move them from where they are to where he designs them to be. He gave Moses a rod. I said he gave Moses a rod. And they got in a hard place. But he gave him that rod and he said, hold it out over the sea. He gave Joshua a shout. They got to a place they had to tear down some walls. He said, Joshua, shout. And those hard places fell down. He gave Gideon a sword. He gave David a stone. He gave Elijah a mantle. Oh, but he gave this generation. He gave him his name. He gave us his name. He gave us him. He gave us Jesus. What are you saying? I'm saying when the waters need parted, I don't need a rod, I got Jesus. When the sea needs to be separated, I got Jesus. When the river needs to be serpented, I got Jesus. When I come to the tough place, I got Jesus. I got Jesus. I got Jesus. I got Jesus. If you need more than Jesus, run to the altar. He wants to take you to a higher place. Where you're at right now is not a good place. The devil's lying to you and he's saying, oh, this is life. This is the way it should be. You're having the time of your life. No, my friend, you're in a bad spot. And the devil's lying to you and you're on your way to hell. Those friends that say they're your friends, they don't love you like Jesus does. So let me tell you what happens in those hard places with those kind of people. They leave you. Oh, they're our friends as long as we got money. As long as we're having a good time. But let me tell you something about Jesus. When you're in the hard spot, he's still there. He says, hey, I want to show you something. I want to show you something. There's a connection. There's a connection that'll take you. Oh, Jacob woke up and he said, this is the house of God. This is the house of God. No walls, no steeple, no bell. He said, this is the house of God. If you're saved right now, I want you to take your hand, lift it up. I want you to put it on your own head. And I want you to say, this is the house of God. Listen to what you're saying. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. He gave David a sling and a stone, but he gave me him. He gave me the name of Jesus. Listen to me, young people. It's time to take the name of Jesus to a different level. It's time to step out among your peers and have revival. Let them know that Jesus is still moving. I'm going on. I'm going on with Jesus. Because this world has no elevation. It can't take me anywhere to the same old places. We're not ignorant of the devil's devices. They've been around for a long time. If you're not where you need to be with Jesus, I want you to step out. Do not worry about who's beside you. Don't worry about who's in front of you. They did not die for you. They did not carry your cross. He did. If he's speaking to your heart right now and says, step out. I don't care how many times you've stepped out before. If he's calling you right now, step out. Yeah, you can pray right where you are, but there's something about stepping out, stepping up and letting hell know you can't hold me anymore. I want to get into a closer relationship, Lord. I'm starting today. As these pray, and you need to pray, don't hold back. Today. I'm going to grab the ladder. In the name of Jesus.